Folks, this segment is brought to us by the Dallas Safari Club, Pyramid Air, your one-stop shop for everything air gun related, Long Branch Dental in Greenville, Texas, the Minna Bucket at Lake Fork, and Air Force Air Guns, maker of the Texan, which was the first production big bore air gun on the market. Well, folks, this is Luke. You know, we have had some interesting guests today. Larry Wysoon, always a storehouse of knowledge. Of course, we had Mike Ford on today talking about the Rio Rojo Rancho up in Red River County that I love to visit with Mike. I was raised about 6 miles from his ranch up there in the northwest corner of very, very rural Red River County. And Seth Vanover talking about the new tournament trail for crappie and giving us some crappie tips. So thanks to all of our buddies that take the time to visit with us here each week on our outdoor show. We call it Outdoors with Luke Clayton and Friends, and by golly, that's what it is. Usually, if they're not friends the first time, by the time I get them back and have time to get out in the boat or in the woods with them, they are friends with me, you know. Let me tell you a quick funny story. Now, you're going to have to track with me on this one. But now, I have an old Nikon camera that I have had for I don't know how many years, 20 maybe. It's so old. It's digital, one of the first digitals that when digital got really popular. No flip-out screen on the back, you know, a pretty basic Nikon. But I've had several cover pictures that I've got good lenses that I use on this old Nikon. But it's, you know, it's old, really old. But it was still shooting great pictures up until last week. Herein comes the story. So I'm ready to go up to Mike Ford's Rio Rojo Rancho and take my bow and try to get an axis buck. Well, it's 110 degrees. No, it's about 100 degrees, no kidding, in the afternoon. It's been about 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks back. I'm up there. Okay, let me backtrack. Before I leave, I always charge my battery, make sure it's charged in my camera. So I lay the camera unlatch the hatch, pull the battery out, and I actually left the hatch open and the camera in a little tough, it's called a Pelican case that I carry it in. I left the case open, and it just so happens that I left that hatch open where the battery fits in. Okay, I plug the battery in, and I go on outside, take care of whatever I'm doing out there, and a few hours later, I come back in, kind of in a rush, slap that battery in the camera, shut the hatch door too, stick it back in the box, and not even thinking, throw it back in where I keep it, in the closet. Getting ready for my hunt for axis deer, right? Okay, now let's fast forward to the Rio Rojo Rancho. I've got the camera box I carry it when I'm going to the hunting stand on the ATV, the camera and the lens all in the box. I get in there, get all settled in. It's about 3:30 in the afternoon, about 100 degrees. You know, okay, I open that box and I take a smell. I think, you know, this is weird. What am I smelling here? Something in the stand? Well, it wasn't something in the stand. When I left that box open back at home with the camera in it, one of my wife's cats decided to jump up on that table. And guess what? That cat saturated, imagine the foam inside this camera box and inside the camera through that hatch for the battery. That cat saturated that camera bag or the camera storage box and the camera. And I picked it up and I said, what in the world am I smelling? That camera checked. I said, wait a minute. I know what cat urine is. That's not really a funny story, but that's the way that old camera was retired, folks. I mean, I have taken literally thousands of pictures with it, and I was getting to the point I really needed one that had video capabilities, you know, but I would probably have still been using that old Nikon as long as it worked. Well, trust me, it would probably take more dollars than it was worth new to get it rebuilt after that cat episode. So anyway, maybe that's not a funny story, but I text my wife from that ground blind I was hunting in and explained it. And I said, I'm not mad, but here's the camera that I need. I had a specific Nikon that I wanted, And I sent her a link on that, and I said, please order it immediately. So the next time old Luke is out in the field, you can expect, if you run into me, I'll be sporting that new Nikon camera. Folks, stuff like this happens in the life of an old outdoor writer. You think everything is roses all the time. Luckily, my friend Jeff Rice came up, and he was doing a video. We started doing weekly video shows, outdoor shows, call them a weekly blog or whatever, I don't know, video blog. But we put them on Facebook, and you can go to Friendly News, just like F-R-I-N-D-L-E-E, Friendly News, and you can watch these things. Well, Jeff had his video camera. He's got a good one, and he's trying to film my hunt, so we got some good pictures, and I was able to use some pictures off that video for my article. So thank goodness for Mr. Jeff. Folks, I thought you might get a kick out of that. Just so, you know, when you think of, your outdoor writers and all this, all just a bed of roses, you ought to spend some time with me rummaging around the country. We'll get back to our regular show, folks. Thank you a lot for tuning in. Well, I guess this actually wraps up our show here now. But thanks again to all our guests, and thanks you very much for tuning in every week.
Have you ever been down to Houston County Lake near Crockett down in deep east Texas? Some of the best fishing for a lot of different species that I know about. Crockett's Family Resort is right there on the shores. I want you to go online to CrockettResort.com. Or for day-to-day fishing updates or information on their campgrounds or their cabins, 877-544-8466.
Folks, this fall hunting season, big bore air rifles are going to be legal to use in Texas for big game, deer, javelina, all kind of big game animals. I've been shooting the Texan, which is made by Air Force Air Guns, since the prototype come out. The Texan was the first production big bore air gun on the market that I'm aware of. Go online to airforceairguns.com. Check out the Texan carbine, which is a shorter model of the original Texan. I shoot one in .45 caliber with a big 350 grain bullet, and it is a hammer for hunting hogs, and I'm really looking forward to taking some deer with it this coming hunting season. Well, folks, that wraps our show up for this week. I want to thank all of our guests and all of you for listening. I want to remind you that you can go anytime to catfishradio.org, and there you can listen to the archive of this past week's show. You can check out my book, Kill to Grill, The Ultimate Guide to Hog Hunting. And if you want to contact me, you can do it right there through the website. You can email me through catfishradio.org. There's a huge catfish tournament coming up at Possum Kingdom Lake, the Possum Kingdom Cat Masters, October the 18th and 19th. So mark your calendar for that. There will be a $30,000 guaranteed first place prize. So this is going to draw a bunch of cat fishermen from all over. Folks, be safe in the outdoors this week, and tune in this time next week. We'll have some more fun talking hunting and fishing.